feeling is being remiss.
World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic will be a lengthy one and cites the likelihood of what it's calling response fatigue. So far, worldwide, more than 17.8 million people have been infected and over 679,000 people have died, according to numbers put out by Johns Hopkins University. Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city, Melbourne, Sunday, and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. Coronavirus infections in the Philippines surged past 100,000 Sunday, with medical groups declaring that the country was waging a losing battle against the virus and asking the president to reimpose a lockdown in the capital of Manila. The Philippines has the second most cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia and has had more infections than China, where the pandemic began late last year. Meanwhile, China is sending 7 Chinese health officials to Hong Kong Sunday to begin widespread COVID-19 testing in the territory. These 7 are the first of a 60-member team China is sending. This as Hong Kong experiences a third wave of the coronavirus outbreak. India is reporting nearly 55,000 new coronavirus cases Sunday. It's been especially hard hit. And South Africa's health minister says more than 500,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed in that country. South Africa has the most COVID-19 cases on the African continent and accounts for half of all reported infections in Africa. More than 200,000 people have died from coronavirus in Latin America and the Caribbean. This region is the second hardest hit in the world after Europe.